What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It was Saturday morning.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
And I was lying in my bed playing an online strategy game on my phone. My mom said I was addicted to my device, but I didn't agree with her. I merely had things to do on it most of the time. While raiding, I lost a lot of troops and ran out of resources, so I couldn't recover yet. I was about to send out my troops to gather resources when I got a suggestion asking me to watch ads and gain a ton of resources. Without delay, I clicked on it. As the ad started to play, advertising a cheesy interactive choice game that I could allegedly play and win real prizes, I turned away, patiently waiting for the 30 seconds to pass. But when the video closed, it did not return to the game. Instead, it showed a pop-up on my screen. Congratulations, you're our 1,200,000th visitor today, and you've just won a new iPhone 12 Pro. Click here to claim your reward. I rolled my eyes at the scam and clicked on the X at the corner of the screen to close it. It did not close. Instead, another pop-up appeared. Are you sure you want to miss your reward? I clicked it again, slightly frustrated. These scammers were getting desperate. For a third time, another pop-up filled my screen. Caroline Elizabeth Harper, this is your last chance to claim your reward. I backed away from my phone. How did they know my name? There was no way they had access to my information. I didn't use my real name, even in the games I played. But if they knew my name, did that mean they were legit? What did I have to lose anyway? I needed a new phone because mine lagged, and the screen had cracked thanks to my brother's carelessness. Besides, this was an iPhone 12 Pro. I'd hate myself if it turned out to be legit. I clicked on Accept Reward this time. A site opened up next. Basically, it looked like a legit company that owned the interactive game I'd seen in the ad. There was only one clickable option on the screen, which was play free trial and win. Seeing no other choice, I tapped on it. It opened up a story, and the title said that the selected mode was family drama. I was asked to choose the order of my family, and I modeled it after my real family. The story started off with a regular family setting, and I had to make everyday choices. Now, at first, the choices were straightforward and ordinary, but as the game progressed, the story took on a darker turn. However, I could not bring myself to stop playing. I was no quitter, and I wanted that reward. As the story unfolded, I realized I was playing as a psycho tormenting my own family. At the end of the story, I had a knife in my hand, and was left with a choice of which of my family members to murder and how. I found myself wondering how much I wanted the iPhone. Enough to virtually hurt a member of my family? I closed my eyes and selected at random, briefly acknowledging the choices I'd made in the back of my mind. The game ended, and the words, "Thank you for playing," appeared on the screen. Beneath it, in ominous red letters, were the words, "Expect your reward soon." I was asked to fill in my details for the shipping company, and I did. Hours later, I was deeply unsettled, so I researched the company. The results I found were conspiracy theories, but they sent panic racing through me. Apparently, the site I saw was speculated to be a front used by a serial killer who made the family members choose his victim for him. I was still panicking when my mom rushed into the room looking frazzled. "The police just called," she said. "My brother had been involved in an accident and was being rushed to the hospital. His brakes had been cut."
felt a lump rise in my throat. That was the choice I'd made.
Did you enjoy the first story? If you did, I would love it if you would subscribe to the channel.
It was pitch black. The darkness seemed to engulf me in a hollow emptiness that left a pit hurling in my stomach that won't go away. Never mind that the back of my neck itched so badly, like I sucked in hot food without drinking any water. I shuffled hard against the chair. My wrists wouldn't move, nor did my legs bulge. What the hell is going on? I pushed some more, trying to free myself, but still nothing. How did I end up here? I thought. And then it hit me. The previous day, assuming it had been only a day since I blacked out, I'd been waiting for the bus when I found an iPhone 13 Pro ringing beside me. The number was not saved. Worried, but I knew just how expensive it was, and if someone misplaced that phone, then they'd probably not be able to stop thinking about it. I picked up. "Hello? Who's this?" the voice asked from the other side of the line. "Gabriel," I said, without thinking. "Who are you?" I asked back. The bus arrived, but I remained standing, waiting for the person on the other end to say something. "Lisa, I..." The confidence seemed to dwindle just a bit as she said, "That's my phone." "Oh," was all I said. "I can have it back to you. I found it sitting on the desk here." I replied hastily, trying to clear myself of any wrong thoughts. "That would be great," she said. "Bring it to 20 Lumbermore Street," she replied flatly. I peered through the darkness, trying to search for anything that showed me this was number 20 Lumbermore. There was nothing else, just this pitch blackness. "Hello?" I called out. "Anyone here?" My voice was broken, the walls echoing it back to me. Silence. I narrowed my gaze, trying to keep calm even though the bounds holding my wrists were now cutting into it. And still, the girl had not... My legs quivered just a bit. This had to be some sort of a nightmare that I would awaken from, and we'd have a good laugh about it later when we're up for drinks, I thought to myself, but it was no nightmare. I could feel the pain of the tiny string tearing through my flesh now, the warmness of my crimson blood accompanied by the stinging of the flesh-cutting bound. "Help!" I shouted at the top of my voice. My voice echoed back. This time, birds chirped as though mocking my scream for help. I gathered myself again, trying to keep my cool, trying to find a way out of this, but there was no way out of this. I was here, and there was no getting out of it. I narrowed my gaze. The darkness fought back, knocking out my sense. I ruffled the chair. Wrong decision. I closed my eyes, this time panic surging through me. This was not some stupid drunk game. This was real. The girl. She invited me inside for a cup of coffee. I sipped it. There was a loud ringing. I squeezed my eyes shut and groaned from the pain. It took a few seconds before I realized the ringing was coming from my head. The lights flickered on. An ancient bulb hole dangling a glowing golden bulb at the top of the room. I was forced to squint at the new brightness, so keen on driving me mad if it didn't drive me blind in the first place. A door creaked above me, and someone emerged from above, stepping down on woods that moaned with each step, accompanied by the minor catering of the tray in hand.
"Hello there, handsome,"
she said with an oddly bright smile that reached her eyes, making it look as though she were squinting. I recognized her almost instantly. She'd been the one who opened the door. "Where am I?" I shot back. She flinched, as though I scared her. Her eyes watered, and almost instantly she broke out into unsteady tears, her hands trembling badly, water pouring out of her eyes, and a heavy sob broke from her mouth. I opened my mouth to speak, but words deserted me. I could not believe my eyes. Something was fundamentally wrong with her. She wiped the tears from her eyes and sniffed. When she raised her head, there were no more sobs. The tears had completely dried out. And now, she was staring at me with gleaming eyes again, as though expectant. I opened my mouth, but words would not reach my lips. Even if they did, I had no idea what I wished to say. What on earth's going on here? I finally said.
What is...
She broke into another sob.
You mean you don't see I'm in love with you?
She murmured, batting her tear-reddened eyes at me now. I shook my head in disbelief, unable to find even more words. I stared at her, and she pushed the tray onto a table, walked towards me, crossing over until she was sitting straight on my thighs, face towards me. She raised my head to hers, pressed a kiss, and I pushed my head backward. She reached for me again, her lips pressing my neck with kisses, and back up my lips again. I fought to free myself from her, held back by the bounds.
Why?
She sobbed.
Why? You don't love me too?
She said. I don't even know who you are! I screamed. She stared at me now, startled by my profession. Then she grabbed my neck, her fingers digging into my skin. I winced as the sharp fingers pierced into me.
Look at me!
She shouted. My eyes shot wide open, staring at her menacing gaze. She stared back with a vicious look, void of the equally manically teenage look she had earlier on. I'm sorry, I murmured to her. I just want to go home, I crooned, trying to ignore the blinding pain stabbing through my wrist and ankles.
I don't want to hear you're sorry.
I want you to say you love me,
she whispered. I gulped. She turned my face with enough force that if my neck was an inch lighter, it would have snapped in two. I opened my mouth and stared into her eyes. My eyes stung. I love you, I murmured with unfocused gaze. She stared at me with a glint of hatred in her eyes.
You're lying,
she whispered. Her fingers held me even tighter in a vice grip.
You're lying to me!
She spat some more. I'm not lying. I love you, I blurted frantically, but I was too late. She slammed the tray over to me in fury, the food pouring over everywhere, metal clattering to the ground. She reached the chair near me and in one move reached under it, pushing upward until I collided with the ground. The world around me swirled for a moment. Something cold touched my fingers and everything became black. I opened my eyes to the shallow light illuminating through the crack from the wooden wall. My chair still down on the floor, the ropes to my wrist still piercing into my skin, and the same metallic feel on my hand. I felt the edges of the small metal, realizing it had been the spoon from the tray. Desperately, I turned and began cutting through the bounds of my wrist in slow but deliberate motion, pressing my lips hard to keep myself from screaming as the metal brushed against sore skin. I had no idea how long passed. Only my fingers ached from pushing the spoon, but the bound finally came off. Quickly, I reached for my other hand, undid it, and then in the same hasty but careful movement to avoid tearing my injured skin, I freed my legs too. I climbed onto the stairs, pushing the door open. The house was quiet. I peered around, trying to catch a glance of her. My eyes reached the door, and with a quick dart, I made a run for it. Everyone wanted the latest iPhone, no matter the size or the features. As long as it had an iPhone logo in it, it was perfect. Now, as much as some people were against it because many other people believed it is addictive, others believed they were just like that because they didn't have the money to afford it. I hit my leg on the table, yelling and screaming at my mom for not getting me what I'd been begging her for, the latest iPhone. Without it, no one was really called a human being. And it was the only requirement for being a human that society could accept as one of them. She ignored me and watched as I looked terrible as I made myself to, and only continued to cook the dinner she was using all her strength that was left to make. I hit the table over and over again, and when she turned at me immediately with her eyes as red as the devil's eye in books, I stopped. For God's sake, Leisha, you're 20 years old now, and you should have a job at least, even if you're not in college. Get a job, earn money, and buy the phone yourself, because I wouldn't buy it for you, understood? She said, and turned back to what she was cooking. I stood up angrily and just left her there.
You're just selfish,
I said below my breath. I almost sat down on the bed when I noticed a piece of paper stuck to the window in my room. I tried to read it from afar, but the font was too small. I picked up the paper, and the only thing that could make me happy was written boldly on it. You really want an iPhone? Your house entrance, 10 o'clock at night. I jumped for joy when I read it, and began prepare for the meeting with whoever dropped the note on my window. I checked the time, and it was 2 hours to 10, which meant I could sleep for an hour or more before going out, and it was quite easy for me because I knew my mom was already going to be asleep by 9. I laid down quietly till sleep took over me. When I woke up, it was already 30 minutes past 9. I jumped up from bed, took a quick shower before wearing an oversized jogger with a crop top. I plugged in my earpiece before walking out of the house. At the entrance, just in front of my leg, there was a package that had my name written on it. I knew it was what I was expecting. And just as I bent down to pick it up, a black bag covered my head, and I struggled to be free from the grip of whoever was holding me. Stop! The person didn't listen and only continued to tie up my arms. Mom!
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I was not really hopeful that she was going to hear me because she probably had her ears plugged, something I love doing in my free time as well. I stopped struggling when the person tied my legs together, and just before I could say anything or plead with him or her, the person lifted me off the ground, and after a few seconds, I yelled from the pain I felt when he dumped me in a place that felt like the back of a truck. You gullible thing. You wanted an iPhone? You're sure gonna get one. A thick voice said, which sent chills down my bones. I kept quiet after that and got ready for whatever was coming for me. The disease the scientists called spots continued to increase exponentially every day. No one knew what caused the disease or why there were so many people who had the disease, with at least one new person joining the figure almost every day. The disease was easily recognized, with black spots around the thumbs of the person, which got bigger and bigger, like it was logged with liquid, and it had never busted for anybody. It only got bigger, and always caused unbearable pain, which the person who had it couldn't bear. The scientists, even with all their research from those who had the disease, couldn't place the reason on a particular thing. And they only came up with the solution to the problem, which was trying out vaccines and drugs on different people as experiments to see which was going to work. I had just come back from the restaurant when my mom lashed out at me for coming back a minute late, because to her, it meant I wasn't keeping myself safe because of how dangerous it was out there. I couldn't argue back with her because it was not exactly her fault that I was still in her house after so many years. 28 years was definitely a long time to be with someone, especially when it was someone you didn't have a good relationship with. My mother and I weren't all close for no particular reason, it just happened like that. I'm sorry, I told her, and left the sitting room. I was not interested in making the conversation longer than that. Besides, I had other important things to do, like unboxing my new iPhone. I took a very long, nice shower after I got to my room. I just had to set up my phone and get a good sleep right after because it was night already, and my mom could keep her food for all I cared. She wasn't providing for me before now, and I couldn't care less that she was not even going to try to do that tonight if she'd wanted to. I sat on my bed and thought about everything that happened at work today before bringing out my new phone. It was the latest phone in town, which everyone used, and I'd begun to save right from the first time I've heard of it just so I too could have one. The phone was so nice, and the fact that everyone had it made it a prized possession. Brenda. The tag on the pack was carefully designed. I had to give kudos to whoever designed it, even though the person was in absentia. Something in me felt disturbed when I picked up the phone, but I just read it as a sign of joy at the sight of the phone. I did all that I needed to with the phone, and plugged it in before I finally fell asleep. My mom's voice was what woke me up the next morning. She'd been hitting my door and shouting at the top of her voice. I continued to ignore her because I wasn't just ready for whatever it is she wanted to say. What? I yelled back at her. I really need to get out of this house as soon as possible, I thought, before getting out of the bed to open the door to hear whatever she was going to say. I was just sure it was something that wasn't my business. I opened the door, and as much as I wanted to ignore whatever brought her to my room that early in the morning and made her shout that much, I still wanted to hear it. I noticed the look of fear on her face, and I was just forced to ask her what was wrong. She turned the screen of her phone to me, and there it was. The very news I didn't want to hear or see as much as she didn't. My coworker had the same disease everyone had been running from. I thought of calling him to make sure he was okay and to ask how he got it, but I decided not to. What if he didn't want to talk to anyone and I was just disturbing myself? I looked back at my mom, and her eyes were focused on one thing. I called her several times, and when she didn't answer, I traced her eyes to what she was looking at, and my eyes landed on my thumbs. I was almost in shock as well. It's not possible, I argued with whoever was ready to listen to me, even if it was just my own ears. I'm always careful. I wear gloves, masks, and long clothes every time I'm out there. My mom walked out of the room, picked the keys, and locked me in. I banged the door and yelled for her to open the door. The more I applied force on my thumbs, the more the black spots grew, and I decided to stop. After a few minutes, a government bus arrived at the entrance of the house, and before I could even get an explanation of what was going on, they bundled me out of the room before I could pack anything. I begged my mom to stop them, but she only said they were here to help and she was going to come see me later. I argued with the men for a while before we got to the van, and they pushed me to the back of the van before driving off. When they stopped and they brought me out of the van, we were in front of what looked like a deserted building in the middle of nowhere, except that there were people there walking from one part of the building to the other. I noticed that they were all the same when we got inside the building. In fact, we were all the same. The building was for everyone who had the disease. I saw Casper from afar. And the moment he saw me, he ran to me with a hug. I'm not happy with this, but I'm glad I'm not here alone, though. Everyone's cranky here, and I don't know why, he said. You got me. We got each other, I told him with a weak smile. Every day and every minute, we woke up and hoped that the scientists would find a cure, or at least an answer to the burning question on the mind of everybody. How did we get the disease? Only until the scientists came around to give us the answer did we begin to think of how stupid we must have been or how careless we'd been. What caused the disease was something no one could ever think of. The case of the iPhone we were all rushing to buy. The cases had been covered by a germ that a scientist had created for a project which somehow got out carelessly, and they could not be returned after the phones were shipped out. And here we were suffering for it. I saved for this? I rubbed my thumb and just slumped in a chair after the scientists began an experiment of another vaccine they thought was the solution. We're definitely going to be here for a long time, Casper said.
One thing I had always dreamt of becoming was a big, famous person who got her money by doing whatever on the internet. Day after day, I would dream of what I could do to make people know me, to make people put my name on their mouth every day, to have more than 10 likes and 5 comments on a post. My boyfriend Chris always said being an internet sensation would bring up nothing but your life being public. I didn't listen. It was being internet famous or nothing else. I neglected school because of the internet. Exams were approaching. One of the most important exams to write as a physiotherapy student, but the internet had slowly become my school. I preferred to be on it than listen to any teachers. When I realized what I could do that would make people know me, I wasted no time in starting it. I created both an Instagram page and a YouTube channel that had to do with pranks. People would watch me prank other people. They would try it on others, and from there, more people would watch my videos. It seemed like the best idea. Pranking others just means you're playing on their trust. You can't just say it's for fun. You don't know if the person you pranked sees it as fun or not, he said. Don't get so serious about it. Like I said the other day, it's all for fun and it's what my followers want to see, and I have to give it to them. Don't say I didn't warn you when it all goes wrong, he said. I ignored him and pranked my parents, my siblings, friends, even strangers. Everything was going great. The number of likes increased to about 2,000 on every one of my posts, and I had about 1,000 comments on each post. What I wanted finally happened, and I couldn't be happier. Chris was the next victim of my prank. My followers dared me to prank my boyfriend to know how he would handle if I had cheated on him with one of his friends. I was very scared to do it, but I was also curious to know how well he trusted me. I waited till he was out of the house to set up the cameras, putting about 3 cameras in the bedroom at different angles. I decided to make it a live video. If I was going to cry, I would want the whole world to see that I was at least not the bad person here. After about 30 minutes, Chris showed up. I sat down quietly on the bed, faking a sad and remorseful face and almost held tears in it. When he walked in, he noticed me seated quietly at the corner, holding the sheets to myself with my legs raised up and placed together. Rose? He called quietly, holding me closer to himself as he sat on the bed. I turned to look at him. He asked why I hadn't spoken to him since he got back and why I looked so sad. With a straight face, I told him I was sorry. I'm confused. Sorry about what? I know I shouldn't have done it, but I don't know. It just happened. He asked if I killed someone, and I shook my head in the negative. Did you hit any lecturer in the class? He asked, smiling. What kind of questions are these? I couldn't laugh out loud. Did he trust me that much not to cheat on him or hurt him? He had not even asked that. I hurt you, I said, hoping he would at least understand what I was driving at. Hurt me? How? He asked. I told him I cheated on him and immediately moved away from him as far as possible to be sure I was safe from whatever his reaction would be. He was quiet for a while, his head down and his eyes closed. Okay, was all he said. When I asked him what he meant, he just looked at me calmly. How was he still calm? I was going crazy in my head. I begged him to say something. There's no point in yelling and faking being hurt when I did the same thing. Since we are confessing today, you should know. I also cheated on you, he said. No emotions or anything. His face was blank and void of any expression. I stared at him in shock for a few seconds before I slapped him. How could you? I shouted. He then pushed me hard and I fell down on the bed. Don't try to play the victim card here. You know you too have been a horny, mean bitch. His eyes were cold and his words left me speechless. I ran to the door and blocked his way. You asshole! I never cheated on you. It was all a prank, I said. My eyes felt heavy from tears. He wanted to end our relationship? Chris slapped me across the face and I screamed. I opened my mouth to ask him why he hit me, and then he slapped me again. I was screaming for him to stop, but he didn't seem to hear me. Shut up! I can't even stand the sight of you! When I remembered that I was recording what was happening, my tears came harder. Everyone could see Chris beating me up. My body hurt in many places, and I started to feel lightheaded. Chris! I whispered. Shut up! He yelled, slamming my head on the floor. When I woke up, I was in the back of an ambulance van. The only thing I could think about was how I could never face anyone after what they just witnessed. They saw me being beat up. That was one of the worst disgraces that could happen to an internet icon. I later got to know that it was one of my followers that alerted the police, but by the time they got to my place, Chris was gone.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My prank really went wrong, and I learned my lesson the hard way.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.